The Ugandan president recently shocked the nation when he said he has credible information on top of government officials involved in corruption scandals. Museveni said those involved in corruption include those working close with him at the State House. The president called them into court traitors and said his government will crush them.
I have been hearing that from Ministry of Finance, they arrange with the accounting officers of ministries to come to Parliament, working with some people there, to provide certain funds, provided you take a share. I didn't believe this, but now I have proof.
Now, Uganda's opposition say the president should stop the rhetoric and have those involved in corruption charged in courts of law. John Chikonyogo is a spokesperson for the Forum for Democratic Change, or FDC.
That evidence must be given either to CID, and people answer, or IGG. Any of them can take these corrupt people to court. People, they should confiscate their property, and you get our money back. I think people of Uganda are more interested in that.
CID refers the Criminal Investigation Department, while IGG is the Inspectorate General of Government, police and public bodies responsible for investigating and prosecuting fraud in Uganda. Uganda is ranked 141st among the 180 countries in the 2023 Corruption Perception Index by Transparency International. Uganda loses at least 1 million Uganda shillings, or about $300 per hour, through corruption, according to the IGG. Marlon Agaba, who heads the Anti-Corruption Coalition of Uganda, agrees the president should put his words into action.
I've seen several scandals where only a few people are arrested and most of them walk away scot-free. So that doesn't show commitment. I think really to have some impact is that he needs to tackle the high level of corruption within his circles, within the cabinet, and within hierarchy government officials. Then I think that level of commitment would be able to trickle down to other high-ranking government officials.
Museveni has over the past established several bodies such as the State House Anti-Corruption Unit, State House Investor Protection Unit, State House Health Monitoring Unit, and others to beef up the already established government anti-corruption bodies in his bid to fight the problem. Last week, the president created another one known as the State House Revenue Intelligence and Strategic Operations Unit to provide oversight on revenues and taxes. For VOA News, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinjini, Kampala, Uganda.